Welcome to episode 988 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. A young boy named Daniel lived in a small village nestled in the hills. Every day, he would watch his father leave for work in a nearby city, waiting eagerly by the window for his return in the evening. His father, a fisherman, would always tell Daniel stories of the sea, promising one day, when Daniel was old enough, he would take him along to see the vast ocean for himself. Daniel could hardly wait. He longed for the day when he could experience the beauty and adventure his father described so vividly. One day, his father had to leave for a longer journey, promising to return in a few weeks. Daniel waited each day, looking out at the road leading back to the village, expecting his father's return at any moment. Some days were bright and sunny, others were marked by rain and storms. But Daniel's eyes remained fixed on that road, his heart filled with hope. Despite the passing days, his anticipation did not waver, for he knew his father's promise was true. He had faith his father would keep his word and bring with him the joy and adventure he had always promised. Daniel's hope was not a vague wish, but a confident expectation rooted in his trust in his father. Every day, as he watched and waited, he made preparations for his father's arrival, cleaning their home, preparing his small bag with things he would need for the journey, and telling his friends about the great adventure that awaited him. His joyful anticipation shaped everything he did, transforming even his waiting into a time of purposeful preparation and eager expectation. In the same way, we as believers are called to live with a confident expectation of the return of Jesus Christ. This hope, known as the blessed hope, is not just a passive waiting, but an active, joyful anticipation that shapes how we live our lives today. Titus 2:12-13 asserts God's grace is our teacher, instructing us to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. This passage makes it clear the blessed hope refers to the future return of Jesus, who is both our Savior and God. The term blessed here carries a deep meaning, implying not only a sense of happiness, but also an assurance of the joy and benefits Christ's return will bring to those who believe in him. This hope is described as blessed because it represents an event of profound significance and joy, marking the end of all suffering and struggle for believers, and the fulfillment of God's promises. The use of the word hope in this context is different from how we often use it in everyday language. Typically, hope suggests a wish or desire for something that may or may not happen. However, in the biblical sense, hope communicates certainty and confidence. This hope is rooted in God's promises and is based on the unchanging nature of his character. It is the firm assurance Jesus will indeed return, as he has promised. This hope is so secure that it cannot be taken away, for it rests on the unshakable foundation of God's word and his faithfulness. Paul also reminds us in Romans 5 that hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Therefore, our hope in Christ's return is not just wishful thinking. It is a confident expectation that affects how we live now. The blessed hope is not just a theological idea, but a central living reality that should shape every aspect of our faith and daily life. It is the confident expectation that God will fulfill his promises and that Jesus will return to gather his faithful people. This hope should be foundational to our beliefs, and we are called to live in eager anticipation of Christ's return. Jesus himself assured us of this promise, declaring, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." The angels affirmed this promise at his ascension, stating that he would come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. Acts 1:11. Throughout the New Testament, the apostles reiterate that Jesus will indeed return, and this is the event we call the second coming. Unlike some interpretations that describe a secret or pre-tribulation rapture, the Bible clearly describes Christ's return as a visible, literal, and global event. Jesus himself described his coming as a time when all the nations of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. It will be a day when every eye will see him. This event will not be hidden or secret. It will be witnessed by all. The Bible depicts it as a dramatic, earth-shaking event marked by the sound of the trumpet call of God, the voice of the archangel, and the resurrection of those who have died in Christ. At that moment, the dead in Christ will rise first, and those who are alive will be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. This blessed hope gives us great comfort and a powerful reason for living with purpose. It reminds us that whatever we face in this life, trials, suffering, or uncertainty, our future is secure in Christ. We know this world, with all its pain and brokenness, is not our final home. The return of Jesus will bring an end to sin, suffering, and death. We look forward to that day when we will be united with our Savior, receiving transformed bodies like His glorious resurrected body. Understanding this blessed hope of Christ's return should deeply impact the way we live our daily lives. The Apostle John writes, "All who have this hope in Him purify themselves, just as He is pure." This means the knowledge and expectation of Jesus' imminent return should motivate us to strive for purity and holiness. It is a call to live in ways that reflect the character of Christ, empowered by the indwelling Holy Spirit. Knowing we will one day stand before the Lord to give an account of how we have lived compels us to pursue godliness and align our actions, thoughts, and words with God's will. The Arctic tern is a small, resilient seabird known for its extraordinary annual migration. Did you know certain species of these terns migrate over 44,000 miles every year, traveling from the north to the South Pole and back again? These tiny birds, weighing just a few ounces, undertake this incredible journey driven by an inner sense of direction and purpose, navigating through harsh weather and countless obstacles. Their unfaltering determination to reach their destination is a remarkable testament to endurance and perseverance. Similarly, the anticipation of Jesus' return should not only bring us joy, but also encourage us to live godly lives in an ungodly world. In Titus 2:13, Paul uses the word looking, which is key to understanding how we should live in light of this hope. To be looking means to live with a sense of expectancy, always aware Jesus could return at any time. This mindset transforms how we approach every aspect of life, giving us a sense of urgency and purpose. It reminds us our time on earth is temporary, and we are ultimately living for eternity. This blessed hope serves as an anchor for our souls, offering joy and comfort amid life's challenges and trials. Additionally, the blessed hope should prompt us to self-reflection and spiritual examination. We are called to evaluate our priorities, to consider our actions and words, and to ask whether they align with the life Christ has called us to live. The imminent return of Christ challenges us to live with integrity and to prioritize what truly matters, our relationship with God and our witness to others. The apostles often spoke of Jesus' return as a near and imminent event. Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, encouraging them to live in readiness, for the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. He frequently used language that suggested urgency, encouraging believers to remain vigilant and steadfast, not knowing the exact time of Christ's return. Peter also echoed this sense of immediacy, urging Christians to live holy and godly lives as they look forward to the day of God. Even John, in the book of Revelation, ends with the prayerful longing, "Come, Lord Jesus," reflecting the deep yearning of the early church for the return of their Savior. While they did not know the exact timing, the apostles believed that Jesus' return was imminent and could occur at any time, leading them to a life of constant readiness, evangelistic zeal, and unwavering faith. For us today, this same expectation remains vital. The apostles' belief in the blessed hope should inspire modern believers to live with a sense of urgency and commitment, actively preparing for the second coming of Christ by following His teachings, sharing the gospel, and living lives that reflect His love and grace. The blessed hope of Christ's return is a powerful motivator for living a life that honors God. It reminds us of the certainty of God's promises, encourages us to live with a sense of urgency and purpose, and inspires us to pursue holiness and righteousness. As we wait for this glorious event, may we be found faithful, steadfast in hope, and diligent in our pursuit of godliness, so that our lives may bring glory to our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, help us to live each day with a sense of expectancy, shaping our lives with the knowledge that our Savior will soon come again. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.